5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Burt Show. Don't be scared about it. Don't complain about it. I think you should embrace it because AI is not going anywhere at all. So Rebecca here, our producer, has called me out that I'm such a proponent of AI that she thinks maybe I am not human and wanted me to put me to a test. But because I send these guys, Cassie and Rebecca, 4 or 5 emails each week about AI and how it can help the Burt Show and marketing and editing and how we can get more videos out. I used it here's something. Get this. So last week, and here, you know, really pretty much playing to your point here. Last week, I was getting a whole bunch of different DMs about my trip to Buenos Aires and asking me about different places and recommendations. You know what you can do now? You can use ChatGPT. And I went online because I have a trip coming up to Portugal. You can go online and instead of using a travel agent in the ChatGPT, I put, I am going to this specific city. I would like to stay in a boutique hotel that is not very touristy. This is my budget. I would like it to be close to this restaurant or a lot of restaurants and the coast as well. Can you please suggest 5 different boutique hotels and also put a travel agenda for me together of the most beautiful sights of Madeira, Portugal, off the beaten path? And within 5 seconds, it had my entire itinerary with suggested hotels.
Wow.
And they were all perfect. That's what I love about AI. And Rebecca is saying, this is exactly what I'm saying.
Well, I just want to confirm, I think for myself, that your enthusiasm for AI is just that and not commands from your Android leaders.
Okay. Your enthusiasm for AI is unmatched.
I love this technology.
I think that's cool. Like, I think it has great operational and automated things that can, like, really help us in our day-to-day lives. But you love it.
It's also terrifying. It's unchecked. There are no restrictions in place. And it uses an insane amount of fresh drinking water from countries that really need it.
Can you explain that to me?
Yeah. Sure. What? So 2/3 of the world's population are going to face fresh water scarcity for at least 1 month out of the year. And you need a lot of water to cool the systems. So AI is using stuff. It's like when you use your laptop and you've got a ton of things running and the fan turns on super high and it gets really hot. Do you know what I'm talking about? Or your phone gets really hot. Same thing. So every time you ask it a question, you're putting a stress on the server and it's getting super heated. And these companies use water to cool it. But a lot of that water is other people's fresh drinking water in developing countries. And so that's why I'm always hesitant about AI. I think it has a crazy amount of use, and it will launch the human race into the next century and the next stage of technology. But I also think there's a lot to work out, and we got to look at, there's a big environmental impact, even though you wouldn't think so.
Well, your wokeness is really deflating.
I'm sorry. Do you want a planet for AI to live on?
So long as it tells me where I should go before the end of the world, I am going to continue to use it.
So my proposal is to give Bert a Turing test. Mm-hmm. So the Turing test is a test that is given to a artificial intelligence robot like ChatGPT and a human. So I will be the interrogator. I will send Bert and feed a question, the same questionnaire through ChatGPT, and Bert will answer the same exact questions. Tomorrow, I will come in with the answers to all of these questions, and I will have you, Kristen, Cassie, Mo, Abby, guess which answer is Bert and which is ChatGPT.
Here's a plot twist. What if we find out they're all androids and I'm the only human? So how can we even know that this is accurate?
I think we'll be screwed then, and I don't know what to do.
All right, before we get into entertainment buzz here, Kristen, another reminder that today is Giving Tuesday.
Yes, Giving Tuesday is a global generosity movement, and we would love for your generosity to be thrown Bert's Big Adventures way. So Bert's Big Adventures, our nonprofit, we take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World. And once again, Zaxby's is helping to make your donations go further. They are matching all donations up to $25,000. So through the end of today, if we are able to collect $25,000, Zaxby's is going to match that. And we just raised $50,000 for Bert's Big Adventure. And that'll get us one park ticket to get into Disney.
Pretty much these days, man. And then tell them about the milkshake.
Yes. Milkshakes are back at Zaxby's, baby. So if you go and get yourself a milkshake between now and the end of the year, Zaxby's is going to donate a portion of the sales to Bert's Big Adventure. So
that's a very big deal.
You know, yes, it's a win-win. You get a sweet tweet.
A sweet tweet.
And we get to take some really deserving kids and their families to Disney World.
And again, you could donate online at bertsbigadventure.org, or you could just text the word Bert, B-E-R-T, to 50155.
The Bert Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.